The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Hey, very pleasant. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program on Friday, and the Razorbacks did it last night against Gonzaga, the number one seed in the tournament and the prohibitive favorite in that game. It was spectacular to watch. We'll spend plenty of time talking about the Hogs moving on, and do they ever move on? They were one of six SEC teams in the field, and they have gone farther than anybody in the last 2 years. Two Elite Eight appearances for Coach Muss's team, and we rush out to San Francisco right now and are joined by our friend Josh Bertaccini. He does the Red Zone with JB in Northwest Arkansas, and I would imagine, Josh, there were a lot of happy Hogs calling in and conversing with you this morning. Good afternoon.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about you because I'm actually having a little meal here in Chinatown. So thinking about one of our favorite kinds of food to shout out on. But no, it's a Razorback town is what it is right now. I mean, we're watching Hog fans up and down, you know, Mission Street and Grand Avenue and down at the Chase Center last night. There was a really good turnout of Razorback faithful. And this is a big commitment for this trip. You and I talked on your show last week, Paul, to get up to Buffalo for the first two rounds. That was a long haul in the other direction. And then, of course, Arkansas survived. Vermont, New Mexico State, head to the West Coast to the Chase Center, the house that Steph Curry built. And, just a huge win over Gonzaga last night, one that I know we'll get into here a little more.
JB, you've really made me hungry. I can't tell you how many times you and I and your boss and my former boss and close friend Dale Daniels have eaten. You're going to have to help me with the name of that restaurant in Fayetteville. But we have knocked off
ginger
some pretty
rice and noodle bar, baby. Ginger okay. Rice and noodle bar.
We have knocked off many a meal there. And as great as it is, and it's a spectacular place, Chinatown is the epicenter of all Chinese cuisine in America. And I envy you. What are you eating?
Well, we had some dim sum already. We had some shumai, some pork dumplings, and some shrimp dumplings. And then the nice waitress here has just told us that we need to get some of their homemade chow mein. So I'm pretty ecstatic, Paul. This could be a good day to catch a nap later, I'm sure, after we were up all night last night.
JB, go ahead and put it on Dale's bill, like always, okay?
Already done, Paul. Already done.
So just give us the atmosphere. I mean, we watched the game, and we've been analyzed to death by the usual suspects. But what was it like afterwards? And just describe the mood of those who you have encountered out in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think, it's a great question. What's the mood after a win like that, after a win that gives your program its most definitive victory, you could argue, in a couple of decades? And I know they went to the Elite Eight last year, but obviously to get back there this year, you can't talk about that as a flash in the pan. You can't call that a fluke, Paul. Arkansas is the only team left standing in the SEC for the second straight year by the time you get to the Elite Eight. So, Eric Musselman, I know you've had a lot of good comments about him on your show for the positive. This guy's come in, and he's coached the heck out of this team. The social media, the energy, the recruiting. Hogs have a top three class coming in. But let's get back to the coaching. You know, X's and O's last night, really good game plan to really, you know, limit Timmy and Holmgren. They got Chet Holmgren in foul trouble. They let Timmy get his. Drew Timmy's a heck of a player, but obviously, the guards for Gonzaga this year were suspect. I mean, that's what the talking heads told me and everybody else. And sure enough, Eric Musselman kind of tempted Mark Few last night to beat him with his guard play. And Gonzaga just didn't have it. I mean, Zach shot more free throws, had a few more foul calls in their favor, but just did not have the firepower to answer Arkansas's ferocious defense. And so Coach K survives last night. It's Arkansas-Duke tomorrow night in the tournament for the first time since the 94 title game that the Hogs won. And tell you what, a lot of Duke faithful here in town. I would think it's going to be a very, very energetic and raucous crowd at Shea Center tomorrow night.
And I want to get to that, but JB, we had a lot of Arkansas fans who called in here yesterday, and they said, we're not getting any respect. And I really didn't know what to say to them other than go out and win tonight, which most people, including myself, did not think they could do. They did it because we all buy into Gonzaga every year, but why don't you think this team was getting its proper due?
It's a great question. And, you know, 9.5 points, Paul, that was the second largest spread in any of the Sweet 16 games. I mean, you understand the big spread in the game between St. Peter's, the 15 seed, and Purdue, a 3 seed, at 13 points. But Arkansas Gonzaga was right around 10 points most of the days leading up to the game. I think it went off at 9.5. But, yeah, folks in Arkansas didn't look at the game like that. I mean, this Razorback team plays such good man-to-man defense. They're not a Nolan Richardson, you know, 40 minutes of hell coming at you, a full-court press-style team. That's not what they are. But they're a really good half-court team. They've got a bunch of 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", guys who can, apparently, like we saw again last night, really defend anywhere 1-5. They rebound well. Not sexy, Paul, but they get to the line more than any team in the country, and they make their free throws, shooting just under 75%. A lot of good ingredients there. And even though they don't shoot the three very well, they hit 7 of them last night. So, yeah, the more you watch this team, the more you like them. And I'll tell you what, Paul, I'm not going to say Arkansas is going to win the title on your show, but if they can beat Duke tomorrow night, then, yes, I would believe they could win the whole thing.
And JB, this is where it gets interesting because outside of your state, nobody's pulling for the Razorbacks. I mean, this is one of the most emotional games we have ever seen in the NCAA tournament, and it just feels like getting Krzyzewski to the Final Four, you know, puts the capper on his career. Obviously, winning it, but that's so symbolic to get there. And what have you sensed out there, and what do you think it's going to be like tomorrow night in San Francisco?
I mean, it's going to be electric, and I think it's been like that for Duke most of the season, Paul. I know you've talked a lot about Coach K and his legacy and what he's meant for the sport. And look, I'm not going to say it hasn't been appropriate or nice or in any way, you know, anything that wasn't great to watch him get the tributes he's gotten this year. You had a little pregame tribute last night, Paul, again. I mean, at a certain point, though, and now I sound like an Arkansas talking head for sure, but at a certain point, it can't just be about one coach, you know, and Duke's really good. I think AJ Griffin's a heck of a player, and they've got good guards, and they're rightfully favored tomorrow night. But I think every team right now is licking its chops at a chance to end Coach K's career. And that's just the nature of sports, like you talk about. We love sports because love is totally doable, but so is that love-to-hate mentality. And I'll tell you what, the Duke fans, they get on. I mean, they talk a lot of smack. They get in your face. They're proud, and it should be, of their program. But it means that everybody wants to be the program and the fan base that puts Coach K, you know, puts his career in the rearview mirror. So I think it's going to be incredible. Like I said, Arkansas fans have traveled well, but based on what I saw in that Duke Tech game afterwards at the Chase Center, I would think it's probably going to be 60-40, maybe 70-30 Dukies tomorrow. But Arkansas has won a lot of road games this year too. So, you know, it is what it is.
Josh Bertaccini calling the Hogs for us out in the city by the bay. We're not done. We'll talk a little bit later with Bobby Bones, who has been licking his chops on Twitter, getting after Gonzaga and now Duke. So stick around. We're in for almost 4 hours of entertainment here. We will take a short break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Good opportunity now to get in at 855-242-7285. Let's begin with John, who is in College Station. Hello, John.
Howdy, Paul.
Howdy.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I would like to congratulate the Hogs. Man, they're an awesome team. But I also would like to say the Aggies beat them 2 out of 3 times. And the third time, the Hogs had to go into overtime to beat us. You know, us Aggie fans are really disappointed because we feel like we got snubbed. And we should have been in the tournament, but we're both going all the way.
Well, the good news,
that's what I'd like to say,
John, is you guys are going to New York. You're still alive. And I know a lot of folks who normally not follow the NIT, which includes myself, are watching it because of Buzz Williams and his team. So hopefully you can prove the critics wrong with a long run. Thank you very, very much. Let's check in with Fred, who is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Paul, you remember our call yesterday?
I do, yes.
Well, I told you what would happen, and what happened was just what I said. We toughed out a win. It wasn't pretty. We don't have much style, but we're much more physical than they are. You got to remember, Arkansas, we play in the SEC. We don't play in that church league out there on the West Coast. I mean, we play against grown men, you know?
No, you're
and
right.
Like I say, CBS owes it to us not to have Grant Hill doing the play-by-play.
I agree.
Or color
and I normally don't comment on the coverage, but it was nauseating last night to listen to that broadcast.
Yes, it was. Grant Hill's still brokenhearted since 94 when we beat him for the national championship. So anyway, all I got to say is thank you for saying nice things about the Hogs. And beginning of your show, you kind of said you didn't believe they would win, you know. So was that kind of a little bit of an apology to the Arkansas fans?
Well, Fred, it's a fact. There's no getting around it when you're honest with yourself. I thought Gonzaga was going to win the whole tournament. So, and by the way, I have made that mistake for the final time. I think I've felt like this for the last 4 years. I have never seen a team that that has blown more big games. And, you know, choke's a word that you throw around a lot. I'm not sure it's choking because they are a good team and their coach is excellent. But whenever they're on the biggest stage, you know, last year was in the finals. This year it was in the Sweet 16. That team is just it's hard to imagine having more runs and more wins and more opportunities and fail more often. Let's continue. Randall is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Randall.
Woo pig, Paul.
Woo pig.
How about them Razorbacks?
Let's keep going.
Yeah, I think Fred just said we didn't have much talent. I don't know where he got that. Man, we reek with talent. Those Razorbacks really put them all inside, Paul. It was a physical game, and they fought through it. We was real proud of them.
Yeah, you know, I kept watching, and Gonzaga just got tighter, and they were more suffocating, as Arkansas was more suffocating, and it was really pretty spectacular to watch. A lot of credit goes to the players, but I agree with what JB said. Musselman's one of the best coaches in the country. And in terms of preparation, I'm not sure anybody out there is better. It will be fascinating to see him match up with one of the greatest coaches of all time on Saturday night. John is in Louisville. Hello, John. John, you there? John dead.
I hate that.
Yeah, I do too.
John's a good one.
You go to a guy, and especially a guy like that, who's this is not a novice here. I mean, this is a veteran of the show who did not answer the bell there. And by the way, later in the show, we should have mentioned this, we will have the finals of the caller bracket. It's down to I-Man and Legend. And as of this hour, we still have a couple hours remaining of voting. Legend has a pretty comfortable lead, if I am not mistaken. Legend beat Jim yesterday. I don't even think that was close. I-Man knocked off Squirrel. I-Man admitted he voted for Squirrel. David is in North Carolina. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've got a college journalism class question for you.
Sure.
Compare and contrast Tennessee basketball versus Arkansas basketball. Respect to coaching, recruiting, whatever. What is it that Arkansas?
I think you have a coach at Arkansas, unlike Tennessee, who is free with his adjustments. He doesn't take his timeouts home with him, and is able to get them through very difficult patches when it really matters most. And what I'm talking about there is in March. And I know some people will confuse the SEC tournament with the NCAA tournament. The SEC tournament is a fantastic event, but it's not the NCAA tournament. And I used to cover a guy who used to win many, many years ago the SEC tournament every year, and then he couldn't get past the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. And that's the ball and chain that hang around your neck. And you know, right now, I don't think there's much doubt who you would take in a big game between Rick Barnes and Eric Musselman.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty there, but, well, it's not a but. The thing about the coaching difference and the future for Arkansas versus the future for Tennessee under these two coaches, it seems like if Tennessee keeps Rick Barnes, they'll get probably to the same kind of level year after year.
Sure.
But not much further.
They're going to keep him. They just gave him a raise yesterday and an extension. And you know, here's where you get into a conundrum. Kentucky's going through this right now. What do you want in your program? Do you want a program that is a showcase for your athletic department that sells a lot of tickets, that makes a lot of money? Or do you want a program that does all that and gets far in the tournament? And I think right now Calipari is stuck. I don't see that changing very much in the future. And Rick Barnes, excellent coach, superb, but by now we've seen the trend. He can't get out of his own shadow in March, and that's an issue, and it's an issue you have to accept. It's not going to change now. We've seen two of the best teams in Tennessee history, one get stuck in the Sweet 16, one that probably should have at least gone to the Final Four, and this team lost to a good, not a great team. Now, that Michigan team by no means was great. I mean, I don't even think they won 20 games. And, you know, but what do you do? You don't make a change because your coach, or do you? In Tennessee's case, they've committed to Rick Barnes. They are essentially stuck with a very good coach who is going to have the same result every March. Let's continue with more phone calls. And John is up next. John, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. And I would say the Arkansas game win was the biggest upset of the tourney, and I would say the Kentucky loss was the biggest disappointment of the tourney.
Yeah, I mean, we're splitting hairs there because in some ways they're both right. But I was probably a little more surprised by Kentucky because it was against an unknown team that versus Gonzaga lost to a good team that most of us did not think would get past them. So they were both spectacular wins, and St. Pete is still alive right now, so we'll follow them tonight.
They're out of Lucky Charms. And by the way, congratulations to Legend and Jim and I-Man. And the Brechtel just behind the curtain there. It's been very entertaining the last several weeks.
It sure has. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Let's continue. Matt is up next.
Hey, brother. How you doing, Mr. Paul Feinbaum? I want to talk to you about my podcast. Did you listen to it? I made a couple days ago, a new one.
Listen, I don't mean to be rude here, but you need to let me know a couple of things. Where do we find your podcast? And secondly, what is the subject matter of individual podcasts? Because, I mean, if you're going to break down the Texas A&M practice from yesterday, I could probably do without it.
Okay, no, the podcast is about football and basketball. Usually I mix up. One day I talk about football, then I talk about basketball.
Let me make it simple. Because I don't know how many people, do you know how many people listen to your podcast every day?
Honestly, no. I'm trying to spread out to all the different...
Okay, well, stop right there, Matt. Stop right there.
Okay. I do
know how many people watch and listen to this show every day, and it's a very big number. You would agree with me on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, brother.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Matt. Instead of me going and looking for your podcast, I am going to give you 1 minute to give us the preamble of what your podcast is about this week. I'm just going to kick my legs up. And Matt, I'm going to do the introduction. Welcome to the Matt from San Antonio podcast. And now here's the star of the show, Matt from San Antonio.
Thank you, brother. My podcast is mainly about basketball. This week is going to be about basketball and A&M and NIT, which I don't know what that is, but they're going to be mainly about that. And how far this team can go with Buzz Williams to prove a lot of the critics wrong that say he can't do it. But Buzz Williams, to me, is one of the greatest basketball coaches we have so far in A&M history. And that's what mainly my podcast is going to be about this one coming up, Paul.
Matt, you didn't use up all your time.
No, and also it's going to be about how far can they go in the tournament?
I don't want you to tell me what it's about. I want you to tell me what you're going to say.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to say right now, Paul, on the show, on the podcast. I'm breaking down what it's about. I'm breaking down what it says, how far A&M can go, and what's their potential in the NIT.
Okay.
I can't say right now, Paul.
You are well on your way to a successful podcast. By the way, I've got a podcast, too. You can listen to it right here. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And we mentioned the other bracket is down to the final two, I-Man and Legend. We will close the polling in a couple hours. So right now, if I understand correctly, Legend holds a lead over I-Man. It's not insurmountable because anything could happen. So I-Man is calling early to potentially try to reverse the early trend. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Paul Feinbaum. And I see you got your finger over there in the ballot box. I mean, being the Russians that you are, I know how this works. I mean, I know how this works. I know who you are. And you know what? I know who Legend is. And Legend knows exactly who I am. And all these people, all these years, have been saying, man, I love the way I-Man kicks Jim's ass around. Well, get out there and vote. Jim is a newcomer to kicking Jim's ass. I'm a veteran at kicking Jim's ass. I own the title. I push that old fart around, even in his own golf international tournament on an abandoned golf course. I mean, you know that we own this place. Now, I'm telling you, this vote is up to you, the people, and you get off your ass and you get on Twitter and you vote I-Man, and you vote I-Man as many times as you possibly can. You hear what I'm saying? And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Listen, I ain't Donald Trump. I got my hair. I don't have to wrap it around my head like a damn turban. I ain't Joe Biden. I got a memory. I know who each and every one of you are. Go vote.
Tell you what, after that, I think I might vote for legend. That was a pretty weak appeal, don't you think?
Not much to it.
There wasn't a lot there. That was...
Meat on that bone.
Yeah, no, that was like going to the dollar store for a wedding meal. Speaking about cheap dates, Red Dog is next.
No.
You there, Red Dog? Good. One of the few people I've really enjoyed hanging up on. Dave is in Missouri. Hello, Dave.
Well, hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call again.
Thank you.
This is alias ED guy that's willing to give up a house payment. I called the other day. Are you there?
Yeah, of course I'm here, Dave. Where else would I be?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear anything.
Dave, hold on 1 second. I don't mean this personally directed toward you, but I'm here whether I want to be or not, unlike the rest of you folks. I mean, you guys can come and go. They got me locked in this seat, Randy. I can't even get up.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's
not
a,
even
a,
to take
there's
a snort?
Guy off to the side, a sensor with a gun. Well, not really a gun, but a theoretical gun pointed at my head.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
That's to prevent me from saying anything good about the ACC or the Big Ten.
Yeah, well, I understand you there. But, you know, on the brackets, your bracket, you know, a few weeks ago I called about the mellow side and the harsh side, and I've still got to go for the mellow side here. I've always liked Iron Man, and I've always liked Squirrel. And so I'm hoping that Iron Man will go ahead and pull this out.
Well, let's hope, based on your thoughts. How about Ken in Tennessee? Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Hey there.
This is National Peacock Day. You can look it up. I heard it on ESPN earlier today.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that St. Peter's is going to win tonight, but I think they have a good chance. I follow UTC, Tennessee Chattanooga, which is mid-major
right.
college. And so mid-majors can win. Butler, they were a small school, and they won. Any time somebody plays an NCAA tournament, they have a chance to pull an upset.
Well, that's true. Hey. Jim is up next.
You know, that talking about a real old fart, the monkey from Montgomery, he has to mention me every time he talks. That's all he can do. He rides me. He don't kick nobody's ass. His ass has been kicked by his own family and everybody else all his life. And it shows up how insecure, how maladjusted, what a redneck, rotten, evil man he is. And all he can do is trash somebody, and he calls that winning. That's not any good. That's nothing. Squirrel brings something to the show. He brings entertainment. He brings good stuff. It's interesting. People want to hear it. It's not trash. I did the same thing when I was on top. I'm not on top anymore, but I have chosen to be that way. But anyway, they got to ride my coattails. And by the way, Paul, let's get it straight. Let's get this record straight, like the election in 2020. You admitted all, you basically admitted this week, this thing turns out exactly how you want to. You want it to. You got it rigged. It's the fix is in. Admit it, fine.
Now,
you know it's
Jim,
a fact.
Come
You've
on.
Already admitted that.
I don't know. Let me ask the guys in the other room, which you can't see.
yeah. Okay, ask the guys.
Has there been any vote tampering? Mark Kubiak, your dear friend. I mean,
come on, Mark.
He said no vote tampering.
Yeah, I know. And you got a gun to his head.
No, Jim, I'm trying
to
think.
No, Paul, you admitted Monday and Tuesday.
Well,
you
Jim,
said it's on the look. Let me talk.
Was,
it's on the record, Paul.
Funny.
You said we're going to get this thing. We're going to get it done how we want it done.
Well,
you said basically that.
Well, Jim,
who wins is
up
to us. That's
if,
what you said. We know the votes.
We
I probably didn't get half the votes I got shown up. But I know that probably Legend didn't either. All this is a fix,
Let
Paul.
Me ask
and you,
a you
ain't
question,
fooling nobody,
Jim.
Paul. You ain't fooling nobody, Paul.
No, no, I need
you
to
ain't
ask
fooling
you one,
me.
Jim, one question here. Why, if it was rigged, why wouldn't we have you in the finals?
Because I'm not popular on the show. You know that. I'm not popular. I've been, you know, I haven't had good calls in the last however many months. And people don't like me because of that. I know that. I don't care,
you,
Paul.
You think
Look,
they like,
I know what I am.
You
know what
like,
I am. Wait a minute, damn it. Will you let me talk? I established who I am over the last 10 years, and everybody knows, and even you wrote in the book, I am the best.
Somehow we hung up on Jim. I don't know why we do that, but we did.
Well, Paul, you know Jim's been the most insignificant person on this program for the last 20 years.
Hold on a second. Where did Jim go?
I pushed him to the curb.
Oh, okay.
Just like I do every day. Every day. And I'm going to do it tomorrow and the day after and the day after. And I'm going to do it every day for the rest of your natural life. If he can stand up to the challenge, which I don't think he can.
I mean, do you think this is rigged? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I joked about that because I thought that was funny to say that. You know, but I don't know why Jim took that literally.
No, I don't think it's rigged, Paul. I think it's the people's vote, and I think that you're the people. Now, do you have 10 votes? Maybe so.
I have.
But
not,
it is
I can,
your name.
By the way, I cannot vote because it's under my name, and if it's under your handle, you're not allowed to vote.
Well, but. Where does that apply?
Well,
I'm
just
not
telling
saying
you,
it's rigged. I think it's fairly straight up voting. I think it's the people, and the people did not want Jim; they wanted Legend. And the people apparently.
I mean, I think ideally, if we were rigging it, we would have had you and Jim in the final.
Well, that's the way it looked, and then I figured you was going to give it to Jim just because of his age, maybe, you know, because he's wandering around out there aimlessly, blinded. By the light, the eye in the sky, you know, the hole in the ground. I figured that you would give this to Jim, but I do think this is legitimate the way it's kind of worked out. And you got a pretty good caller over there. He's got a little pizzazz, but that's it, a little. Kiss the wings, kiss the wings. Well, I'm here. I don't have to holler kiss the rings because I'm real and I've always been real. Now, get Jim's ass back on here. I know he's called.
I don't
back.
Know. So, you know, we always have, there's a certain
he
way to.
He calls every day, Paul.
Yeah, but
he calls, talk to you. He calls,
I don't know who was running
the
phones a minute ago.
Is that a good call? Did I respond right? Did I do it right?
Can I do it again?
Can I do it again? I'm here, Paul. Where's Jim?
He was hung up on, not by me, by somebody else. And. Anyway,
well,
he's
calling. I hold through the break. I hold till the rest of the damn show. Get his ass back.
Okay, well, I mean, thanks for the call. Well, now I'm going to go back to Jim. Okay, Jim, you're on by yourself.
And do not put that scumbag line scumbag on with me, Paul. Okay, I don't associate with trash, and that's all he is. I want to talk freely, if you don't mind. Can I do that?
Sure, it's all yours.
Okay. I told you the fix was in. You disagreed, but you laughed about it in the middle of the week, Paul, and said, this thing's going to turn out however we want it to. And you wanted it to turn out the way it did, because you know I'm not popular with most of the people, but I'm still the best, and you said so, and I've not had any good calls in the last couple of months. I mean, I had a few, but nothing, you know, special. Squirrel's the winner, Paul. Let's talk about Squirrel. Give the guy credit. It's like the girl swimmer that didn't win the contest when the other scumbag male was in the contest with her, but she should have won in the women's deal. And Squirrel should win in this with all the other two trashers that are on that hate me. And that's all they go on is. And you know those two are they're nothing, Paul. They bring nothing but hot air. You know that. Come on, man. Give me a break and agree with something that you know is true.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with you just for agreeable sake.
No, is it not true? Tell the truth.
No, I'm deferring to you on this one.
You already said Squirrel. You already said Squirrel's a great caller. I think he's the best.
I've got my own personal list, but I'll share it in my next book.
I mean, look, Paul, I know what motivates you. What motivates you is the hyper crap that goes on with those two that are so-called in the finals, which it's all fixed, Paul. Those people can't stand them. Now, I don't tell you something about Legend.
Do you know the most,
he's been begging people to get on a TV show.
Do you know the most successful sports show on television is every week?
You interrupted me.
Do you have any idea what the most successful sports show every week on television, do you know what it is?
What is it, Paul?
It's WWE.
Well, I just said that Legend is going crazy. You're his hero. He wants to have it. Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
He wants to have his own TV show, and that's ridiculous. He got no chance. Matt Murphy nailed him. Matt Murphy told the Birmingham Public what he's about. Everybody knows about this guy. He's a cheap, you know what? He's a cheap ticket. That's what he is. And nobody wants to hear him.
Jim, a question. Do you really think that he's angling to get his own show?
He's been doing that. He's been using this show for 10 years trying to get his own show, and he's got no chance because nobody, just like your show in Hollywood, it's not got no chance of getting on TV. You know that. Come on, Paul. You know that. I mean, really.
I don't really know that, but that's okay.
Well, I'm telling you,
By the way, Jim, for the record, a major network bought it, and I don't know why you're rooting against the sitcom because you would be the star of it.
No, like I'm the star of this. Boy, what a star I am, getting trashed by these punks. What kind of star
you
is that?
You actually get paid, though, in Hollywood. There's a lot of money out there. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back. As the first hour comes to a close, let's head to Virginia, and Faye is next.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
Faye.
I just heard Iron Man on, and I wanted to know I'm not voting for him today. Seems like he gets on there and tries to get Jim all upset, and you know, it don't take much, but you know. Don't let him carry on like that to Jim, because when he does, it just upsets Jim. And then Jim gets on and gets upset. And
have you talked to Jim about this?
No, I hadn't talked to Jim in a few days.
Okay.
But I wasn't going to vote today, but since our man come on and acted the way he did, I'm going to vote for Squirrel.
Well, he's up against Legend. Squirrel's out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Legend. You're. Thank you for correcting me. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Marilyn is up next. Hello, Marilyn.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
Very well, Marilyn. Thank you.
This is the first time I've ever called. I've tried a couple of times before. I'm a Georgia graduate, as my mother and my youngest daughter were. Jim and some of these guys, I just don't like it when they start calling other people idiots and using all these kind of derogatory comments. It turns me off so much that sometimes I can't even watch the program. I wish that they either wouldn't do that. I like the more intelligent callers who are talking about sports. I love SEC sports, and that's why I call in. I just don't want to hear somebody else trashing somebody.
Yeah, Marilyn, you're not alone in your analysis there. You know, we are a sports show. We're not a an entertainment show. This is not Jerry Springer. We take great pride in delivering substantive information and great guests.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that, Paul. you know, there's just so much wonderful stuff going on in the SEC. I just want to talk about it more. And I wish those guys were. I don't know why they called. Maybe they're all fans or whatever. But, you know, anyway, thank you for listening to me. I appreciate
Marilyn, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We're
speaking of Georgia, we're going to talk a little bit about the Dogs in the next segment. Later on, we'll talk to the legendary radio entertainer Bobby Bones, a big Arkansas fan. He will be with us, I believe, at the bottom of this hour. You've seen him on Dancing. He won Dancing with the Stars. He's on American Idol. He has his own show. And we will talk to him coming up here in a few minutes. Stick around.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.